we mentioned the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla, just two additional ha'aros relating to it. The Prima Gadim in the Hakdama to Bas Bechalov, if you're interested in some interesting reading, by all means take a look. So he asks from the Gemar Nivamos that says, even according to the Manda Amar Ein Isser Chalal Isser, still there's an afkamina, Lakovro Ben Rishon Gemurim. So the way the Prima Gadim understood that was that the Isser Ischal, it just Eino Nana Shalav. So even though Bas Bechalov is not an Isser Mosif, like the Rambam claimed, but you are over on the Isser of Hana. But the Prima Gadim notes that the Rambam clearly does not hold that way. The Rambam tells us that there is no Isser Hana at all. In fact, the Rambam would maintain it's mutter to be nana. Again, what would the case be? You cooked a nevela meat with milk, you could be nana from that nevela. You could use it to feed your dog. So, what's the pshat? So, l'chora, the pshat is that since the Isser Hana, if we assume that the Prima Gadim is correct, that in general, even though ain iser chal al iser, still it's chal legabe kvura bein rishayim gemurin, meaning to say it's chal to the extent possible, it's just not nana shalav. In other words, the Rambam agrees to that yisod, so then why would bas b'chalav be different than other cases of iser chal al iser? So according to the Mahalich that we said in the Rambam, the pshat would be that here, since hana is an iser tafel, so it's inconceivable that there could be an Isser Hana without an Isser Achila, and that would explain why this is different than other things. However, if you look at the Kvitzaros in Simon Lamed, he says, no, the Prima Gadim totally misunderstood the Rambam. The Rambam actually holds that when we say in Isser Chal Isser, it's not Chal at all. V'haraya, here it's Mutter Bana. What does it mean that it's nikbar mishan gemurim? That's machmas the sibas ha'iser. But it's not the pshat that it's chal to some degree, just the ptur onesh. In other words, just to review, what is the pshat in when we say it's nikbar bein mishan gemurim? The Prima Gadim says that means that ein isra chal al iser is just a ptur onshin. In which case, you'd have to say that in this case, since it's mutter b'ana, this case is different. And why? Like we suggested, because it's an iser tafel. However, Rabbi Chanan says, no. L'kovro bein rishon gemurim does not mean it's chal at all. It's not chal whatsoever. But the din of kfura bein rishon gemurim is because since the sibas ha'iser is violated, but it doesn't reflect a miktsas, that it's chal b'miktsas. Yeah. So you had a question.
No question.
Yeah.
Lemaisa, wouldn't someone, let's say, not want to get Hana from Bas Bechalov and Bela? Doesn't want to be married? And still, why would you use Lashon Mutter if the result would be that you can't get buried properly?
No. In this case, you could say that it's still not a you're saying that even Rabbi Chanan would have to come onto that vart because you're going to be harmed by the hana you get even though it's not chal whatsoever.
Or just intrinsically, it seems strange to me to say it's not chal whatsoever, but yeah, still.
Well, so then you're just rejecting Rabbi Chanan's Mahalich in the Rambam. You could take a look. I think he has some pretty convincing evidence. But if you the question is, what would that mean in this case in terms of Hana? So it could be that you would say the same thing, which is like, anyway, we thought makes sense within Shitas Rambam, which is that the Isser Hana here is totally secondary, and therefore it's inconceivable to, it could not exist without without there being an Isser Achila. Mm-hmm. Another Ha'ara.
The point that there is really an Isser Achila?
There's no Isser Achila, it's possible Chalav.
No, I'm saying there is Lekovaro, and therefore the Isser Hana should be able to exist even beyond that.
But then why, that's Ellie's question, why would it be mutter? Why would the Rambam use this lashon of mutter bana?
It should be also bana lagamri because the isser's there.
No, I don't see you. You're asking, you're explaining what?
The prima gadim.
Okay, wait, explain the prima gadim. I think prima gadim is okay. It just, Rabbi Hanan argues it's wrong with the Rambam. Now, all I was saying was that if you learn like Rabbi Chanan B'das HaRambam, then you don't have to say that this is unique to Basar B'Chalav. If you learn like the Prima Gadim, you have to say Basar B'Chalav is unique and different from other cases of Enes or Chalav Asar. And what Eli's saying is still, in the end of the day, probably even if you learn like Rabbi Chanan, you'd still have to say it's unique. Okay. Now, there's a technical problem that one wonders when you read the Rambam about the Nekuda Nifla, which we alluded to last time, which is, what about the milk? In other words, I understand that the meat doesn't become asr. Again, let's take the case of Sar Neve cooked with it. So I understand that the meat doesn't become asr, al sbas b'chalov, kasein asr chalal asr. But the milk should be asr. The milk was not previously asr, and now, when the tam basar enters the meat, the milk, that should be aser, atz bas v'chalav. So there are two approaches you could take why the milk wouldn't become aser, atz bas v'chalav. So the first is the Chassam Sofer, it's Yardeya Simen Tzadi Beis. And he says a very fascinating thing. The ikar iser of basar v'chalav is on the gedi. As the pasuk says, lo tevashel gedi v'chalev imo. Now you're saying, 1 second, the Gemara had that Havamina, and it rejected it. G'diyas v'tayra was the Havamina. So the answer is no. That the Havamina we rejected, because the Havamina was the Chalav doesn't become Aser at all. And that's rejected. We do say that Chalav becomes Aser. But still, it's not shaykh that there be an Iser Chalav without there being an Iser Basar. Because the Diuk, which was the basis for that Havamina, is still there. Gedi asra taira, lo tevashel gedi v'chalev imot. Sounds like the ikar iser is on the gedi. And therefore, if there's not going to be an iser bas chalev on the gedi, then memel v'chalev is mutter, and that's why the Rambam says that the chalev is mutter. The second option is, both of these options are actually very interesting and fundamental, and we'll see them perhaps coming back in other places, is the Chazon Ish. This is Simen Chaf Beis of Katan Aleph. And he writes that no, Basar B'Chalav is fundamentally an Isser to Aroves. We'll see this in some other places. Maybe the Ramban by Nat Bar Nat seems to say something like this, and others, again, as we go through, we might see further evidence of this. And therefore, he says, it's not Shayach that there could be an Isser Basar B'Chalav on the Chalav if it's not also Chal on the Basar. The Chalav cannot turn into Basar B'Chalav without the Basar also turning into Basar B'Chalav. Because that's what Basar B'Chalav is. It's the union of Basar and Chalav.
Right. Remember that there's a Shir Bittel for one of them. So the Chalav is times 65 of the meat, doesn't become Asar at all?
No, because then the Chalav in the meat would be Asar. Right? Let's say you put one kezias of meat into 100 gallons of milk. So the milk would be mutter, because all the tam basar that goes into the milk would certainly be batal. But the chalav that's absorbed in the meat and is in the meat would be aser. It's not batal in the meat. That's why, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, would aser the rest of the pad al tzmin b'mino. Okay. So, chaf beis aleph. So in this case, since the basar is not becoming aser, because ein iser chalal aser memela, the chalav would not be aser as well. Now, there's a third possibility, which is the way Rabbi Kiveger learns in a couple of places. It's in Drush V'Chiddush. It's also in Chidushim Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. And he says, Taka, it would become Aser. Who says it doesn't? The Chalav, if you cook the Nevela with Chalav, the Chalav would be Aser, Behana, and Bechila, and the Basar, and would be Basar B'Chalav, whereas the Basar would remain Mutter. Then he says, one second, then maybe it should be an Isser Osif, or an Isser Kolal, since it's Chal on the Chalav, it should also be Chal on the Basar. And he says, no, not true, because they have nothing to do with each other. There are two things. There's the milk that becomes Aser, or Basar B'Chalav, and that happens, and there's no reason why that would have to affect the meat. They happen to be in the same pot, but that's, they're not related to each other.
It's an opposite of Chassam Sofer.
It is the exact opposite of the Chassam Sofer. Yeah, I mean, it's not the exact opposite. He's just saying that it's a rejection of the Chassam Sofer. Why the opposite?
No, not like, it depends what you mean by opposite. The opposite of the idea that there's any sort of relationship between the two, not the opposite relationship.
Okay.
It's like whether white is the opposite of black or nothing is the opposite.
Right. Sounds like an LSAC question. So do we paskin like the Nekuda Nifla? So, well, let's go back for 1 second and figure out what is the Chiddush of the Nekuda Nifla, not the Lamdas and the like. But the Rambam says that this Nekuda Nifla, at least the idea, is not my Chiddush. It's my Chiddush to explain why it's true. That was an amazing thing that nobody ever thought of before me. But that it's true, he says, and it is an explicit Gemara. And it actually seems that way. If you look at Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis, Kuf Yud Aleph, Alef, it sounds like Lamanda Amar Ein Isser Chalal Isser, if you're Mevashel Chalav Im Chalav, then it's not Chal Basar B'Chalav on the Chalav, and presumably Nevela as well. And the Chiddush is, I guess you could say there's two Chiddushim in the Rambam. Number one is why, and that's the Chiddush that it's not Isser Kolel or Isser Mosif. And Chiddush number two is that you could say that Lamaisa, the Nevela's Mutter B'Hana, that's something you could have disagreed with, as we noted before. But the basic din should be pretty straightforward. That's what I would have thought. But if you take a look at the Rashba, both in the Tursa Bias, as well as in Chidushim, he says, it's not true. The Nekuda Nifla is totally wrong. Actually, there is an Isser Basar B'Chalav on the Nevela. What about the Gemara? He says, well, the Gemara is going according to the opinion that Ein Isser Chalal Isser, even if it's an Isser Mosif. Of course it's an Isser Mosif. But why not? It's your Mosif Isser Hana. The Gemara is saying, if you don't hold a Isser Mosif, then in a Chanami, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, but we paskin Isser Mosif is an exception to the rule of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and then therefore Memela will be Aser Hana. Other Rishonim also seem to assume against the Nekuda Nifla. One was the Mordechai, which we mentioned last week, right? Remember, the Mordechai was trying to prove from the Sugya Venus Akum that Mamidino Sobe Orkevas Nevela. And why don't we say it's Aser Bahana because of Basar B'Chalav? And his answer is that it's Derech Kvisha, and it's only Aser Midrabanan, and that's Aser Bahana. Right? So that's why cheese is not, why is a guy's cheese made with Orkeves Nevela, not Aser Bahana? Because it's only Derabanan, there's no Bishol, it's just Kvisha. The Rambam is right. Why is it not Aser B'Hana? It's not Aser B'Hana because of Nekuda Nifla. That wouldn't be a Raya if you hold like Rabbi Kiveger. But if you assume like, I would think the Pasha Pshat, but at least the Chasin Ish Chassam Sofer, then you have a Raya that the Mordechai certainly does not hold of the Nekuda Nifla. So we have some Rishonim who disagree, some Rishonim who agree. So how do we paskin? So if you look at the Dalgo Miravava, over here, Simon Pezayin and Sif Gimel, he says, Somech ala Rambam b'makom hefsid lo hefsid. Pischei Tshuva, Sifkan Vav, quotes the Prima Gadim, also from the Psicha, Nachsam Sofer, that if you're Mavashel Nevela or Chalav with Chalav, So then, yesh le'asro kashitas harashba. So some achronim are meka like the Rambam, at least to b'makom hefseid, and others are machmir for the Rashba. Another har I remember from Rabbi Ganak Shlita was he said that, well, if the Dagum Rivava would have known that the Rashba disagrees with the Rambam, he would surely have paskened like the Rashba. He basically assumes like the Rambam, as it sounds like from his words, that he didn't realize anyone argued. It's true, it's a big chiddush, but mechtes anyone argues. But if it's a machlokas we shown him, how could you be mako? Now, if this is true, then this is a very, very lemaisa shaila. You'll say, when is the nekuda nefla lemaisa? All the time, especially for dog owners. Let's say you want to buy dog food for your dog, and the problem is that your dog food is basam chalav.
Isn't it a point around that we can be isr chalav isr because you can't have a dog?
I don't know if that's a chetzer, a chafter, a gafra. So what's the halacha? Right? So if you assume, like the Rambam, it's no problem. You look at the ingredients on your dog food. I think we could all assume that dog food is made out of nevela, right? You don't have to be choshesh that it's made out of kosher meat.
In really gear.
So, I'm not even sure. They say poor people eat dog food.
That's really bad for you.
Yeah, it's a different shaila. I don't know if it's in Ruya.
No, it's like you can't digest it, no?
Aha, echves, I don't know. One way or the other. You go ahead and you buy it. So it has an ingredient. First ingredient is meat, is beef, and the second ingredient is milk. So it doesn't have to be the second ingredient. Is that mutter? Presumably they're cooked together. If you want like the Rambam, you could buy it for your dog and serve it to your dog. You can't make it for your dog, because we said a bishul still also for the Rambam, but you can serve it to your dog. And this is apparently true for a lot of brands of dog food. Whereas if you learn like the Rashba, then it would be aser.
Because you're getting hana.
That's hana, yeah. Feeding your dog is definitely hana. I mean, again, according to Yoni, it's not. But most people, if you ask them, the reason why they spend all that money on dog food is because they're nana. So l'chora l'maisa, we should be machmir on the shayla. If it's chicken though, or poultry in your dog food, or for that matter chazer or the like, then it would be mutter. But because we saw that basar of b'chalav is mutter midrabanan, but it's not asar b'hana. So that would be mutter. But this is a practical case. This also relates to the veal shayla. Maybe we'll get into that one time.
I guess it doesn't matter. If it's poultry that's in veal, that's something
different.
Make it worse.
No, it does make it worse.
Which veal shayla?
Oh, we'll talk about it later. There was a veal controversy a number of years ago because the veal in America is largely, it's nispatma meisurei hana. How do they fatten out the veals? They basically cook meat in milk, very fatty meat, and then they milk it, then the veal drink the milk. And they're entirely, or almost entirely, nispatma from, that's one of the, from isurei hana. But it's isurei hana that's, you know, again, they don't feed it kosher, bas b'chalav, they feed it non-kosher bas b'chalav. So if you're meka like the Rambam, then the veal wouldn't be aser.
Really, this is what we're talking about. Like,
if you're machmir, no, irrelevant. That gets in some other things we're not yet ready to discuss. Do we say that something that's entirely or primarily nispatma from Yisuri Hana, then that veal becomes aser b'hana? If you're interested more in the topic, Rabbi Ezra Schwartz wrote an article about this, which was published in the RJJ Journal about, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, I don't remember exactly. Arguing that all veal in America is aser b'achila. I think Rav Schechter was in agreement with that. Anyway.
No, he doesn't get a share of the veal anymore.
It doesn't?
I'm saying, I'm asking.
Why do you think, you would listen to a shechter? They also give hechsher to milk. Ayin Shem. Anyway, again, there's a little more we need to do to appreciate that question, but it does relate to this as well. Next time, before you dig into the veal, you might want to keep it in mind. Rav Moshe didn't like veal for other reasons, but that's a different issue. It's not all veal is force fed. These veals, they're not necessarily, they're bottled veals. They feed them bottles. It's just that, right? They're calves, so they want to drink milk. They just find that they get even fattier and softer if they feed them not just regular milk, but the milk supplemented by additional fat, which is infused by cooking fat in the milk. Okay, ask your local veal farmer. So another issue that comes up is malkos for hana by basar b'chalav. So maybe it doesn't come up. See, you saw the fisrei tshuva. So maybe it comes up. So the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros Perek Ches Halachat HaZayin writes that any food that's asar b'hana, if your nana v'lo achal, like you sold it or you gave it to a guy or the like, gave it to your dog, you're not loka. And the Pesachei Tshuva over here writes, Nafkamina is legabi psulei edus, meaning to say that it's only if you take money or you're over on a lav sheyesh bo malkos that you're nifsal for edus. Right? That's why if I say lashon hara, so maybe it should be possible for edus. So maybe it should be. But lemaisa, it's not a lav sheyesh bo malkos. And even if I say lashon hara, I don't take money for it. So therefore, such a person would still be kosher for edus. But so the question is, the excuse for discussing, according to the Pesachei Tshuva, whether you get malkos for hanami bas b'chalav is legabe psulei edus. So the question is, why would you not be loka on hana? So the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph sounds like, first of all, this applies even to basar b'chalav, and that's because he's not mechalik, and even if you're nana kederach hanaso, let's say you sell the food, or you I sell dog food, right? Let's say I own a supermarket. Okay? So do I have to be makbid not to sell the bas b'chalav of dog food? Can I carry that line? Right? So let's say I'm not makbid and we paskin like the Rashba. So am I pasaledus? And that's a normal form of hana. So the question is, why not? Why wouldn't you get makos? So the Mishnah Lamelech and Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, I already mentioned it last time, it's Hei Ches, it's the giant one, but it's the paragraph that begins with Vida, Dacha Shekasavnu. There's only one Vida Shacha Shekasavnu. There's many Das, but Vida. So he writes that the reason is because it's not Mefurish Bakra, Lagabe Hana, right? How do we know that Hana Basu Chalav Zasar? Lo Tavash Al Gadi three times. So that's not mefurish. Rambam holds that only things that are mefurish b'kra, you get malkos. So though it's an issue derisa, since it's not mefurish b'kra, so therefore you don't get malkos. And maybe there's a little diuk like this from the lashon of the Rambam in Tes Aleph, because he says vas b'chalav asar levashlo vasal achlo min haTorah vasar b'hana. We know the Rambam's famous shita about min haTorah. Min haTorah isn't always to exclude midirabanan. Sometimes it's exclude midivrei sofer, meaning to say things that are derived from drashos but are not explicit in the Torah. And so the lashon is that min haTorah it's aser bibishal ve'achila, whereas the isser hana is not mefurish b'kra. It's only derived from a drasha. Now you'll tell me, one second, it's not true. Just if you're going to say hana is a drasha, so say achila is also a drasha. But we already said that maybe the Rambam understands the pasuk like onkelos and the like, that actually the bishul of the pasuk is achila, So if so, that would explain why Bishul and Achila are Chiyuve Malkos, but not Hana. Another way to explain why Rambam would don't get Malkos for Hana is, again, based off of the Perasha Mishnayos, that the lack of Malkos on Yisurei Hana is because the Yisurei Hana for Macholos Asuros is secondary. It's Tafel to the Yisurei Achila. It derives from the Yisurei Achila. And if so, so that's why you don't get Hana, you don't get Malkos. So that could be a second reason why. And that's why, if that's right, why the Rambam, in terms of other types of Hanaos, even for food, says you do get Malkos, right? Like the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, based off the Gemara Malkos, says that you could get Malkos for Hana'a from food, let's say Avodah Zarah, Misham Shara, Tekrovis Avodah Zarah, the like, right? Why? Because in that case, like we said when we discussed the Nekud Lefla, there it's not an Isser Achila, it's an Isser Hana for Avodah Zarah. It happens to be that in the case of food, so it's an Isser Hana on food. Masha'en Kain, when it comes to Macholos Asuros, like Basa Machalav or the other examples that the Rambam gave, so then it's an Isser Achila with a derived or secondary type of Zerhana. Yeah, you had a question? Okay. Now, yeah.
Why does it matter if it's secondary to Achila so that you don't get Malkos?
So, again, I don't know if you have to say this, and in fact, we'll see. The fact that the Mishnah Lamalach and the Magid Mishnah, we didn't get there yet, gives other reasons. They're clearly not learning like me. But if we ask what's the difference, so maybe secondary Isurim don't get Malkos. Only in the primary violation of the Lav, not the secondary or subservient application of the Lav. That would call for further research and something to keep your eyes open for.
And
the other examples of the Rambam, it's what?
Like, well, I don't understand.
It's not dumyal to lav de chasima.
Yeah. Isn't that also then a little bit similar to like Mishnah Lamalach?
It's very similar. It's not. It's just a slightly different prat, but it's a similar type of answer. Yeah. So others disagree with the Rambam. The Ramban in his Asagos to Sefer Mitzvos on Sharosh Beis says no. You do get Malkos if you're Nana from Basu B'chalav. Now, an interesting question is what would the shear be for the Ramban? What's the shear for Malkos? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes, this is in Madura Kama Simin Kuf Tzadi, that the shear is Shave Pruta. In other words, Malkos stems, the Isser Hana, according to Ramban, is different from the Isser Achila. The Isser Achila this year is obviously Kezias, but Isser Hana, so what's the Shurim for Isser Hana in general? It should be a Pruta. We don't derive one from the other. The Netziv, it's in Meshiv Davar, Chelik Aleph, Simen Lamed Gimel, says, no, I disagree. It's Kezias. Now, he disagrees with the Rai that Rabbi Kiveger brings. Now, what's the difference? So I think that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying that the Ramban, who says you get Malkos, fundamentally rejects the idea of the Rambam that Hana is Tafel to the Achila. Why do you get Malkos? Because he doesn't think Hana is Tafel to the Achila. There's three equal Isurim. Oh, so then maybe Isur Hana will follow the normal shear of Hana, which would be Pruta. Whereas the Netziv might be saying, no, even the Ramban might fundamentally agree that the Isser Hana is subservient. Maybe he would agree to the Nekud Nefla, I don't know. But the point is that it's still subservient, and that's why the shear is a kezias. He just doesn't hold of this chiddush either, because he disagrees with the Magid Mishnah or the Mishnah Malach or Maivart or whatever it is that is reason to pater from Malkos. Another interesting reflection of this, though it's not Mukhrach, the Mishnah Malach says even according to the Ramban, you would not get two Malkos if you ate it. In other words, let's say you ate Bas B'chalav. Would you get one set of Malkos? Or would you get two? One for Achila, one for Hana. So the Mishnah Malach claims that even according to Ramban, you would not get two. The only time you get Malkos for Hana is if you happen to have Hana without Achila. In other words, the Mishnah Malach is trying to argue, again, this is more like the Netziv, you don't have to say the two things are totally Habahamamish, but he's trying to say that even the Ramban might fundamentally agree that the Hana is subservient to the Achila, he just thinks that you get Malkos. Now, not everybody actually agrees that according to the Rambam, you will not get Malkos. The Pri Chadash and the Plasi's over here, Sifkat and Yud Gimel, say no, even the Rambam would say you're going to get Loka Malkos on the Hana from Basel Chalav. The Lecha Mishnah on the Halacha, it's actually Tes Beis, says no, certainly not, you won't get Malkos, and it's certainly the Pashtus of the reading, the Rambam, he really doesn't sound like those Achronim, but they're so bothered by the question, that's what they said. Now there's another reason why,
Sorry, where's the Mishnah over?
Aleph Lamed Gimel Os Aleph. The Magid Mishnah in Machol Sasuros, Ches Tazayin, gives a different reason why he thinks you're pater from Malkos. He says, because Kol Yisurin Shebetorah Ein Lokin Aleim Ela Derech Hanasan, and Davar Arai Lachila Ein Derech Hanaso Ela Achila Dafka. Now, L'chor is a very big chiddush, because, like we said, you get Hana from food in all sorts of ways, right? It's not Derech Hanaso to have a restaurant, or to sell food, or have a grocery store, or give it to your dog, or the like. I assume what the Magid Mishnah is saying is, no, that, yeah, all those things are normal. It is normal to sell food. Derech Hanaso doesn't mean, or Ein Derech Hanaso doesn't mean abnormal. Ein Derech Hanaso means not the primary means of Hana. Meaning, say, when it comes to Hana, we have to sort of pick the primary form of Hana, and for food, that's always going to be eating. Everything else is, in that sense, Ein Derech Hanaso. And therefore, you don't get Malkos. Even though Lugabi Achila for Bas B'chalav, we don't say that. But that's the Magid Mishnah. So, B'kitzer, we have. You could also declare another reason to Pater for Malkos, though obviously the Rambam doesn't hold to this because he doesn't disagree with the Chinuch. By Chametz, by Bal Yirah, might be because the Chinuch holds anytime you could theoretically be over on a lav passively, then you never get Malkos at all, like Bal Yirah. But the Rambam disagrees by Bal Yirah, so that can't be an explanation of the Rambam. Anyway, so we have a couple of options, right? According to Ramban Taka, you do get Malkos for Bas B'chalav, and we cleared about what the shear is. It is Shavit Putar Kezayas. According to the Rambam, there's a machlokas whether you get Hana for Hanas Bas B'chalav. According to Pichadash, you get Malkos. According to Lecha Mishnah, you don't. And then within the reason of it, so then we had two or maybe three further reasons, three reasons, the Mishnah Malach because it's not Mefurish, the Magid Mishnah because it's Shalok Adar Hanaso. Okay. What is the shear? So we already mentioned this a little bit, Lagabe Bishel. We talked about the shear being a kezias, but how long do you have to cook it to be chayev for Bishel? So the Gemara Kuf Chesamad Aleph says, Ve'eze Bishel Amru, meaning to get Malkos for Bas B'chalav, Be'vishel she'acherim ochlen oso machmas bishulo. So what does that mean? So Rashi says over there, Ovde kochavim, kolomar shenis bashel kol tzarko. Pashup Shat and Rashi is, that means kol tzarko is what we always call mevushel gamre, fully cooked. If you take a look at Ritva over there, the Ritva says, no, misdabra de kol tzarko, hainu kemachal ben drusai, shedach goyim lechol kein. He claims that even Rashi would agree. So the Pashup Shat is, we have a machlokas between Rashi and the Ritva, Rashi says kol tarko is lagamrei. Ritva says machal ben drusai. Maybe Rashi agrees to the Ritva. So what's pshat in Rashi? The Ritva, I understand. We know for Shabbos you're chayev for machal ben drusai. Why wouldn't you be chayev for basa b'chalav? So I heard from Rabbi Koningsberg. He said, it's because Bishel is a siag deraisa. So you don't need a siag for unusual forms of eating it. People eat things fully cooked, not half cooked. So memela, there's no chash. Mashen ken Shabbos, you're chayv on the tikkun. Since it's a significant tikkun, you'd be chayv. Okay, not sure. I guess if you say that, you don't have to say the Ritva totally disagrees. But anyway, there's a very fascinating Prima Gadim on this. This is also from the Psicha. And the Prima Gadim says, it's mistaber that it will be aser be'achila and behana any time there are no snutam zebizah. I mean, you say it like this. Let's say I drop my raw piece of meat into my milk. It's boiling. Take it out 1 second later. So avada, it's aser b'achila, it's aser b'hana, it's taka the mashmos of the Gemara. So why is it different than basa b'chalav, than the Shabbos, right? B'chi agavna for Shabbos, you wouldn't be chayev for bishul. So you could say that no, isuri Shabbos are talui in the totzah. Whereas basa b'chalav is tali in the maisa, right? And at least there are other places where we might see that in Hilchos Shabbos. Or to put it differently, if you look at the Prima, it sort of sounds like pachlos mimachal ben drusai is a chatzi milacha with respect to Shabbos. But it's a chatzi shir with respect to bas b'chalav. So it could be that you're not loka, like Rashi and the Ritva say, like the Gemara is saying, you don't get malkos. It's pachos mikashir. But it would still be aser behana. It would still be aser beachila. Because lemaisa, you did a maisa bishul and the like.
And of course, b'svar would be necessary to maintain a siag svar.
I'm sorry?
Well, it doesn't make any sense. If it's really a siag, the ma'isa bishul should be aser whenever it will yield iser achila.
No, maybe yes, maybe no. I mean, you know, you could learn like Rabbi Koningsberg learned Rashi.
But as I said, meaning his answer would be necessary now to explain why.
No.
So we see how.
What do you mean?
I think.
Okay.
Would the achila be loka?
Yeah, no, it would be pachos mikir. Oh, would you be? Would you be if you ate that? I don't know. You have to look at the Prima Gadim. If he says, I think he says yes, but you have to double check. There is, by the way, another explanation to why it's aser miyat. Like again, we saw it sounded like bas b'chalav comes aser immediately as soon as you drop the meat into it. But the Chavos Das, it's in Tzadi Aleph Sifkat Zayin, says that's because the basar immediately releases tam into the chalav, and that's mizbashel immediately in the chalav. And that's why the chalav becomes asabana. In other words, you could get out of the diuk that the Prima Gadim brings differently, right? Again, if you have your boiling milk, and so immediately when the tam basar enters into that milk, so then the milk would be asar al tzbas b'chalav, and then the meat from reabsorbing it.
It's enough to do bishul gamor or bishul nachal just ben drusai on like the tam basar.
So yeah, nachanami, else the meat you'd need the meat to be machal ben drusai or moshe kol tzark, but also the meat you don't need to.
The priest
is a similar thing. He says that this I didn't really understand so much, because I don't know why you wouldn't say this in Shabbos also, but he said that the lachluchas that's in the meat becomes cooked immediately, even though the meat itself is not become aser. I don't know why you wouldn't say that on Shabbos, unless you say, like we were saying, that Shabbos is an iser totzah, so therefore, since the meat itself is still inedible, it wouldn't be true. Anyway, yeah.
What was the answer again about the tam in the milk?
The chavos das?
I think so.
The chavos das said like this. When I go ahead, I have boiling milk, right? And I drop a piece of meat into it. So then immediately the milk will be aser, and that's mevushal kol tzarko. Even though you won't be chayv alts the bishul habasar until the basar reaches machal ben drusai.
So it's being the basar like the tam basar?
Yeah. Okay. We're almost finished, Akdama. That might be an exaggeration. Anyway, by the time we finish Akdama, you'll be done Pei Zayin. It will be okay. We'll do the rest of Pei Zayin quickly. So the Mishnah in Kuf Yud Gimel, right, I want to talk about now the question of Basar Of B'chalav and the din of Basar B'chalav D'Rabbanan. So the Mishnah in Kuf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, according to Tosfos and Rashi, says that there are three shitos in the Tanaim. What are the shitos? Rabbi Akiva says, Chai va'of are not asr min ha-Torah, because it says, Lo tevash al gadi b'chalev imo three times, prat l'chaya, prat l'of, uveim et me'a. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Basar of is not min ha-Torah, but chaya is min ha-Torah. It's a different drasha. And there's a third view, the Chachamim or the Tanakama, whatever you want to call them, that Basar of v'chaya are actually asr min ha-Torah. Good. So that's the way Rashi and Tosos explicitly learn the Mishnah. The Rush points out in Simen Nun Aleph that the Rif clearly didn't read the Mishnah that way. Why? Because he must have read the Mishnah that the Rabbanan do not disagree with Rabbi Akiva, because if they did, so then we have a principle that Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveirov v'lo mechaveirav, and therefore we should have paskined like the Chachamim, and we should have asered Basar Of B'chalav M'daraisa, and the Rif says it's Mutter, and also Chai is Mutter. It must be that he thought there's only two Tanaim in the Mishnah, and there are only two explicit Tanaim in the Mishnah, though the Gemara doesn't really sound that way. The Gemara sounds like there is a third opinion. Earlier today, Eli wanted to bidocha this Raya. He thought, no, maybe the Rif passes that way because of the Stam Mishnah later on. Okay, but at least that's the view of the Rush. And as I said, but Tosfos disagrees.
Our assumption is that Shita that's not attributed is Chaverov.
So it's a good question. The Rush assumes that way. And Rashi and Tosfos, I think, both refer to it as the Chachamim, right?
Who are you saying?
Yeah, so that's so.
You're saying is it like one person or like a group of?
Isn't that we never say like? I mean, unless we attribute it to one person, we never treat it as just one. That's why it's stam. L'hachi sasam rabbi, right? That's one time.
Or the opposite, that he was so saying the single like the rabbit. So to know that so to cause us to paskin that way, even though it's technically only a yachid. Anyway, the Rush assumes that this Chachamim is the Rabbim, and therefore if they exist, we should paskin that way. Now, Tosfos thinks that according to this view, it would be usher to, we wouldn't be mechalek between chicken and cheese, and meat and cheese, and the Gemara, therefore, that talks about eating them b'afikoren is going like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Fine. Now the Mishnah says later on, Kol basar aser levash el b'chalav, chutz mi basar dargim v'chagavim. So the Gemara says, Ha'of medoraisa, reisha rabbanan, sefer b'yakiva. So there you go, the Gemara calls it rabbanan. Which sounds like Rashi and Tosfos, that there are three opinions. So, either way, despite that, the Beis Yosef understands that the Rambam and doesn't hold this way. And this is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Rama, that Basar Ov B'chalav is only Asar Midrabanan. And the Shach says that this is also the view of Rov Rishonim, that Basar Ov B'chalav is only Midrabanan. And therefore we should paskin this way against the Bachas in a moment. And then the Shach adds another reason, very fascinating, Hosefa. Another reason to paskin this way is because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim that anyone who says that Basar Ov B'chalav is Asar Midrabanan is in violation of Baal Tosef. Whew. So it sounds like the Shach is saying that this is a raya that we should paskin like the Rambam, which is a little strange. Because does that mean that, you know, Rebbe Yossi was in violation of Baal Tosef? Or Rebbe, I don't know, Chachamim were in violation of Baal Tosef? Maybe the Chachamim don't agree. At least Rebbe Yossi was in violation. Maybe what he means to say is, since Rov Rishonim, as the Shach already established, Paskin like the Rambam, so you shouldn't be Machmir like Tosfos, Al Tzchumra, because that would be Baal Tosef. But even that's a very strange Chiddush, because Lechora, if you're Choshish for a Shita because of that Shita, so that also wouldn't be Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef is only if you say that something that you know is derabbanan is deraisa. Okay, I don't know. Maybe the Shach is just throwing this in as liyaser seis. But assuming he's throwing it in seriously, it is an interesting point with respect to Baal Tosef.
I don't think that this is a technical point.
No, that's what the Shach would have to say. That's what I said. The Shach would hold that.
I'm saying, wouldn't what's fair in the Raya is the fact that it's relying on the Shita who inherently holds that.
Right, that's why I think it's fair.
Would
the Shach hold that Tosus was in violation of Baal Tosef?
The Rambam would hold that Tosus.
If Rambam read Tosfos and Tosfos said, I think we paskin that it's aser midoraisa because halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechave rov velo mechave rav, and look, the Gemara is explicit that the Rabbanan disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Rambam read that. So would the Rambam have paskin Tosfos as in violation of Baal Tosef?
I didn't see that. Probably not.
B'shogeg? Okay, fine. B'shogeg.
No, but even if I was just going to.
So I would assume that, and maybe you're right, but I would assume no, of course not. He's making a big mistake, Tosus. Tosus did not read Gemara, maybe. But he's not in violation of Baal Tosef, he just misread the Mishnah.
That's what the Rambam thinks, like the Hasibah was, and whatever. But my point is, even if the Rambam would hold that Tosus is in violation of Tosef, he wouldn't hold Rabbi Akiva is in violation of Tosef.
Mishnah, you're saying because of.
I don't know,
maybe you're saying Baal Tosef is Tully in the Chasima Satamud, and therefore okay, maybe not clear where you would draw that line. Because, again, I certainly would have understood the Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim as saying, not that way, that any time, you misunderstand, even if you're going against the Psak, but you misunderstand something, that wouldn't be Baal Tosef.
Oh, yeah, the only reason I was bringing it up is because I think it makes a difference whether it's a 10 on the Rambam or a 10 on the Shach. At the Rambam, if the Rambam was saying that...
Well, there's no 10 on the Rambam. Maybe the Rambam would Rambam would pass him like himself, but he wouldn't think that the Tosfos is in violation of Baal Tosef.
It would be a clash in the Rambam if he thought that it's not in violation of Baal Tosef.
Right, I agree. I think that's inconceivable. Right. So you're saying that if the Shach's right, you have to draw the line at post-Chasima in the event that you think that the Gemara has a definitive.
No,
the Gemara is.
It's their Rambam's, right? Now, the Shach,
yeah, yeah,
is,
yeah.
They're cautious on the Shach, but their Rambam's, right? You have to assume that. Otherwise, it's sharing their Rambam. Either Rambam says it's about Tosa. Who's he talking
right.
about when he says that?
The Rambam is saying that anyone who believes, you could say, anyone who believes that the psukim only aser, minat Torah, basar, of, bechalav is mutter, but you say that it's aser midoraisa, that is when you're in violation. Who's in violation of Baltosim? When the Beis Din goes ahead and they make an iser drabanan, and they claim it's, they say, you know, when the Beis Din got together and they said, we're going to ask for Basof B'chalav. And then they thought, you know, nobody's going to listen to us. So let's just say, Hashem said you can't do Basof B'chalav. Or the Torah said you can't eat Basof B'chalav. If that Beis Din were to do that, then that Beis Din would be in violation of Baal Tosef. Anyone who mistakenly thinks that the Torah assert it, so they're not in violation of Baal Tosef. They're simply making a mistake. That's the way I would have read the Rambam. So, but again, Shach might not be reading the Rambam that way. But that's the way I would have read the Rambam. The problem of Baal Tosef is when, you know, it's a limitation when Chachamim make Zeros. Right, which is even how he asked the question. He says, why isn't every Gzeira Drabban in Baal Tosef? And the answer is, well, it would be if you went ahead and you presented the Gzeira or the Siag as though it were Aser Minat Torah. But they don't. Instead, they say, Midoraisa, this is Mutter, and Midrabbanan, it's Aser. And the Megillas Esther is Mosef. He says, that's why they were Misakein, Safek Drabbanan L'chumra. Sorry, Safek Drabbanan L'chumra Midrabbanan. Why? To make it clear, even from the application of the halacha, that there's a difference between deraisas and derabanans. And that's especially mistaber, because the Rambam might also hold that every derabanan is actually a deraisa. Right? That the reason why they went ahead, if one of the kashas, the Ramban on the Rambam, is the Rambam holds that every, well, at least the simple reading of the Rambam, there are those that deny this as well, but the simple reading of the Rambam is that why do you have to light Neiros Chanukah? It's because of the Asay of Asisa Kol Sheirucha, Nelo Sase, Lo Sase, Nadav Sheyagidulucha. That relates to every Yisid Rabban. That's the basis for rabbinic authority. So the Ramban says, why is it that Safek Drabbanan Lekula, Safek Drabbanan Lechumra, every derabanan, according to the Rambam, is more chamor than a deraisa, because it's a lav and an asay. So therefore, the Gemara and Shabbos is just an asmachta, right? And the Rambam's wrong. So what would the Rambam say back? So this isn't the only answer, but the Megillas Esther says, no. The pshat is that heimamru veheimamru. They said, basar of b'chalav zas midrabanan, and they also said, safik derabanan l'kula. And then he's Mosef, and you might even want to say that dafka, right? Why would they do that? Because for the Rambam, it's very important to integrate within the law the difference between deraisa and derabanan, because if that's not the case, then the Beis Din that institutes, that legislates the law, might be in violation of Baal Tosef. So how do they make sure they're not in violation of Baal Tosef? First of all, when they make the Isser, they clarify that this is only Aser Midrabanan. Torah said you can't eat Basar Behema B'chalav, and we're saying you can't eat Basar Of B'chalav. But maybe even within the application of the law, we seek distinctions. And one application of that would be Safek.
It doesn't deal with the question of it being... If you presuppose that the fact that it's Lav and Asay actually makes it more...
No, there's no problem. You could bite the bullet on that shaila. You don't have to. You might take a different approach. You might say, no, if I just violated into Rabbanan, Shalom B'derach Merida, the like, then I'm not over in love. But let's bite the bullet of the Ramban shaila and say, Ilachanami. Every time I eat an Isser D'Rabbanan, I'm over on a lav v'aseh. So, why don't we say Safek D'Raisa L'Chumra? Answer, it's a Ramban L'Shitaso. If you held Safek Deraisa L'chumra is Midiraisa, maybe you couldn't say this, but the Rambam holds Safek Deraisa L'chumra is only Midirabbanan. So Hamam, who they said Basar Of B'chalav,
I understand, but why are you protecting Midiraisa from Midirabbanan once you assume that Midirabbanan is Batsamar? Just as
Chumra, if not more Chumra. The reason why you would do it is to show, to highlight the distinction between Deraisa and Midirabbanan so as not to be in violation of Baltosif.
Highlighting that distinction is assuming that a Deraisa is more important, Chumra, whatever the word is, than a Derabbanan.
You don't have to assume that. No, we just want to make the we want to go ahead for based and not
I
to be.
I would have done it the other way then. Say something Derabbanan Chumra because it's too. Okay. It's a lot of an essay.
You could have said that also. But I think a more reasonable way to highlight that one thing was prohibited by God and one thing was prohibited by man based off of the authority that God gave them is to be more machmir on the deraisa.
Yeah, I think that it's just a philosophical question. When the Rabban asked the question, I always thought the question was that it doesn't make sense to say that it's a lav and an essay because it doesn't make sense. If God said one thing and people said another thing, which one is a bigger deal? Right? So then you're biting the bullet in terms of you're being masked into that kind of taina in the context of.
I don't know. I think that's a good answer. I think you could fully, again, you don't have to, but you could fully bite the bullet and still make this distinction, especially within Shitas HaRambam, that the whole idea of Safek Deraisa L'chumra is only a takana d'rabbanan.
Where's that
Megillah Seifa? I believe, if I recall, it's on that Rambam when the Ramban asks on Lo Sasser. Okay. But let's. That's it, exactly. Well, it's not our fault, it's the Shach. Fine. Interesting point, parenthetically, though we'll really get back to this later in Peites, it's not our topic. But Tosus proves from the fact that we're no egg to wait for oaf, 6 hours or whatever it is you wait, just like we wait for basar behema, so that must show that we treat basar of as an iser deraisa. Otherwise, we should paskin like the Gemara that says ofu vina nechalin bapikoren. So the Rambam though bites the bullet, meaning say the Rambam on the one hand says basar of is only derabbanan, and at the same time he writes misha achal basar betchila bein basar behema bein basar of. Lo yochal acharav chalav ad sheyia beinem kadeshir suda cheres kmoshe shaus. So, obviously, again, we'll figure out why, but the sort of the motivation that Tosfos has to think we paskin like the machmir view from the practice of waiting for oaf, so the Rambam clearly rejects. Sorry?
Just the mitzvah of getting stuck in your teeth, and that makes a lot of sense.
Maybe, maybe not. But Lamaisa, well, but it says Nachal and Bapikaren. Why? It's a machlokas in mitzvah, but who argues? So we'll get there. Okay. So, good. So we're going to assume that we paskin Lamaisa, not like the Bach, that is choshish for Tosfos, and rather we paskin like the view that Oph is only Aser Midrabanan. So, what about Bishul of Bechalav? Is there any Isser Midrabanan on that? So, the Mishnah says, Kol Basar, Kol HaBasar, Asar Levash Bechalav, Chutz, Mi Basar Dagim Mechagav. Sounds like the Mishnah says, Basar of is Asar. The Gemara says, Command, Elok Rabbi Akiva, if Rabbi Akiva, it should be Asar. And Ravashi says, no, Kol HaBasar. Aser levashel b'chalav mehen divrei Torah mehen divrei sofrin chutz mi baser dagim v'chagavim. That's not even midirabanan. Good. So if you read the Gemara Kapshuto, then it turns out that it should be aser levashel baser of b'chalav, just like you can't eat it midirabanan. But the problem is the Rambam in Tes Dalid says that it's mutter b'bishel mutter b'hana. It's only aser b'chil midivrei sofrin. So the Magid Mishnah says, oh, we mentioned this last time, that when the Gemara says, Aser Levashel, or the Mishnah says, Aser Levashel, it's a very biblical language. It means aser levashel dahainu, just like the Torah said aser levashel and meant iser leachol. So too, the Mishnah is following Lishna Dekra. So the Bach over here, Sifkan basis, that's ridiculous. First of all, even the Rashba that says that the Tana chooses the Lashon of the Pasuk says that aser levashel means levashel v'lechol. But it doesn't mean that take the word bishel equals achila. It means levashel v'lechol. So therefore the Bach says, must be. Rambam can't argue with the Gemara. Even the Rambam agrees it's aser levashel. The Rambam says, "V'chein basar chayev v'of b'chala v'chulei, eino aser b'achilam in haTorah l'fikach mutar levashlan u'mutar b'anaya." That means midiraisa, mutar levashlan midiraisa. But still, it's aser midirabanan. But as everybody points out, post the Bach, that's a very difficult reading of the Rambam, and the Magid Mishnah is right. The Yamshel Shlomo says this, the Shach says this over here, all the Achronim more or less seem to agree that the Rambam is Matir Bishel. So the question is, what's the Makor of the Rambam? So the Magid Mishnah is a very strange Makor. He says, well, we know that Basar Temeya B'chalav Tahora, or Chalav Temeya B'Basar Tahora is not Aser B'Bishel. So Memela, who Adin Neworn goes there for Bisar Oaf. Magid Mishnah himself says this is a very weak raya. Why? Because maybe over there they didn't make an Isser D'Rabbanan because there's no Isser Achila M'D'Rabbanan. They didn't need to make an Isser Achila M'D'Rabbanan because anyway it was already Aser Minat Torah. But anytime they made an Isser Achila M'D'Rabbanan, they also made an Isser Bishal M'D'Rabbanan. We already saw the Gra said the source for this is the Mordechai. Though Lachora, that's not a raya, if you learn like the Nekuda Nefla, unless you say like Rabbi Kveger. The Marshal says, yeah, the Rambam's wrong, it doesn't make any sense. After all, every time, you know, generally speaking, unless you have reason to distinguish, sometimes we do, like Yai Nesach, they Aser Negia Bishtia. But not at least to the same degree Bahana, but generally we do assume that way. So the Marshal thinks that the Rambam is wrong. So what is the Pshat in the Rambam? So I don't have a good Makor for the Rambam, unless you say what we said, which is the extended Siag D'Oraisa theory, extending it meaning for Hana and Bishel. But the Rav, I think, had a very good mahalach in this. I think it's written up in the Shirei HaRav. And he just points out, really based off of a vart that the Riska Rav has, it's where Begeder Shloshim Yom Kodem Machag, so we could already say it, which is that we find that in Yisurei D'Rabbanan, sometimes they make something an Isser Chafza, and sometimes it's just an Isser Gavra, Lamashal. And we don't apply all dinim deraisa to it. So one example is chametz b'shach hamishis. Right? Chametz b'shach hamishis on Erev Pesach is aser and achila. It's mutar b'ana. So what's the pshat? They didn't make chametz b'shach hamishis into a cheftz of chametz. But rather, they said there's an iser gavra. You can't eat chametz b'shach hamishis. If you look at the Rambam in Chametz Umatza, Aleph Tes, the Rambam writes, Chametz Mitchila Shah Shishis is Aser Midrabanan, and Shah Chamishis is Aser L'Achlo. Right? Gzeira Mishim Yom Unan. I'll just read you the Rambam, right? Asru Chachamim Lecho Chametz Mitchila Shah Shishis, Kedei Shlo Yiga B'Iser Taira, Umitchila Shah Shishis. Yia chametz aser b'achila uvehanaya kol shashishis midivrei sofrim. In other words, there are two gzeros to Rabbanon here. One is an iser gavra, iser achila, and one, tchila shishis, they said, no, we're going to give it a din chametz. And the same thing, apparently, the Rambam held, is true over here as well, which is that when they went ahead and they assered of b'chalav, they didn't say this is a din basar b'chalav. They said there's an iser, just like shal chamishas, right? Tchila, that you're not allowed to eat this chametz. Not that it has a din chametz. They didn't say, we're going to start the iser chametz min ha-tayra 2 hours earlier. They said, no, we'll start the iser chametz min ha-tayra 1 hour earlier, and then we'll tack onto that 1 hour of iser achila. Now, what's the pshat? Why would they make this chilak? So I thought that maybe it's actually very meduyak in what the Rambam writes over there in Halacha Dalet. Why did he say that they asered basar of b'chalav? So he doesn't say, like before I read this Rambam, I always thought, oh yeah, you know what, Taz actually says this, but I always thought, you know, meat, chicken looks like meat, right? They're similar. I remember once my wife made spaghetti with chicken balls and meat. I don't think they were turkey or chicken and turkey mixed. And I thought, oh, what delicious meatballs. She said, no, these are no meat in it. Right? Okay, good. So you get there, you can get chicken and meat confused. So that's why Rambam thinks that they assered oaf. No, that's not the reason why the Rambam says they assered oaf. Why did they asser oaf? Because you'll go and you'll, if you were allowed to eat b'sar oaf b'chalav, people think, oh, gedi and chalav or dafka. Lo tebashel gedi b'chalav imo is literally true. And memela, just like it's mutter to eat oaf, I could also eat b'sar. So that, it's not because of the direct confusion of meat and chicken. No, you don't get meat and chicken confused. They're very different from each other. But it's sort of a confusion in terms of how to read the psukim. Oh, that's the reason. So that problem, you don't need to give oaf a din basar to solve that problem. We could solve that confusion by saying you're not allowed to eat basar oaf b'chalav. And then nobody's going to read the psukim as thinking that gedi is dafka. Gedi is not dafka.
When are these people deciding like this? When they know the halacha, or when they see somebody doing some discreet action? And if they see somebody cooking it, then they'll misread the pasuk.
No, I think if they eat it. In other words, if the halacha was prior to the before they were misakein that you can't eat basar oaf b'chalav. Mm-hmm. So then they said that, a person might have looked at that and said, well, just like I, you know, maybe it's gediyas dafka.
And when you cook it together, they wouldn't say gediyas dafka?
Once everybody knows that you're not allowed to eat chicken pot pie, you can't eat psar oaf b'chalav.
So everybody knows, and everybody knows gediyas lafka.
So then you'll know that gedi, I mean, that's what the Rambam says, no? Then you'll know.
Oh, this is saying that provides for us, because of that concern can be allayed by merely...
Right, by merely saying
you
can't eat it.
He said the motivation for the Xera originally was because of this. He didn't say that, and it's only, this is like... This is
but clearly that works, right? The Rambam assumes...
No, because everyone knows the halachos. Right, because we're...
Everybody knows...
Again,
everybody knows you can't eat chicken and milk. That will prevent this confusion. There's no need to give oaf a din basar in order to prevent this confusion. It's enough to simply say that there's an iser achila on oaf, and that would prevent any people from making this mistake. If the concern was that people would think that oaf is basar, so then it wouldn't make sense to make this distinction. That's what I'm arguing. And this might come out, we'll get back to this next time, but the Magen Mishnah's point, which is that there are lots of cases of Yisurei Derabanan where the Rambam agrees there's an Issur Derabanan of Bishul, right? That's from Halacha Vav, like Chalav Zachar, or Chalav Mesa, or Mechalav, right? So why did Chazal aser bishul mechalav bebasar and not chalav beof? The answer is that when it came, like the Brisker Rav says, every time they made a takana derabanan, they could have made it in two ways. So when it came to mechalav, so they said midrabanan mechalav is a din chalav, at least for purposes of basma chalav. Might even be true for other places in the Torah. Also, we'll get there. But they said midrabanan, we're going to give mechalav din chalav. Right, so memela, then it will turn out that there's going to be nisid rabbanan bebishul memechalav. Masha'en kain, when they're misakein besar of, they didn't do that. Now, why would they have been mechalik? Well, what I'm suggesting is it's very simple, because the confusion with mechalav is you're going to think it's chalav. The confusion for besar of is not that you're going to think it's basar. It's going to lead to a misunderstanding of the psukim, and therefore the tsura of the takana with respect to of was a different tzura in terms of the takana. Again, the way the Brisker Rav would say it is one was an Isser Gafra and one was an Isser Chafza.
Is there anything motivating Chacham to limit their zeros? I mean, why not? I get so much more
Baal Tosef? No, Adarabba. I think that...
the Rai says is direct...
Well, I think part of Ein Gozrin L'Gzeira L'Gzeira is that we shouldn't asser things that there's no need to answer. The basis of Yisurim Derabbanan are Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti. So if there's a if the goal is accomplished by just making it an Isser Gavra, then that's what should be done.
The primary way to make it a Xer Derabbanan would not be Kain D'Oraisa. So Kain D'Oraisa is sort of like, well, we can't do it any other way, so...
So, I don't know if that's the only factor. We also don't want, a legal system that's extraordinarily confusing. And if we were to apply Xer Derabbanan only in the narrow cases, that could also lead to confusion. I think there are other factors, but this is one factor at the very least. Okay. Now this would answer up Rabbi Akiva Eger's question on Tiferes L'Moshe. The Rambam. What time is it? Bekitzer, the Rambam goes ahead and as we said, the Magen Mishnah is Medayik from the Rambam in Halacha Vav, that there is an Isser Bishul Derabbanan for all those for Mechalav and Chalav Mesa and the like. If you take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eger, which is on Sivvav, he quotes a Tiferes, he asks, what's the difference, right? He says, the Magen Mishnah is right, but what's the difference? And he says that the difference is because Oph can't come to Basu Chalav D'Oraisa, but Mechalav can't either, but Mechalav comes from Chalav, or Chalav Zachar can't either, but Chalav Zachar comes from cows, which have milk, or the like. So anytime, there's something in this min that could come to Basu Chalav D'Oraisa, that's when they made the Isser Derabbanan. And Rav Eger sort of left with the Tzarchion, Mechateisi, to say this Chilak. So according to what we're saying, it's a little Meduyak. Now, the sheet of the Ramah here is very interesting. You might not have gotten to this yet if you didn't get a little bit weiter in the Simen. But the Ramah at the beginning of our Simen says that Kol Basar B'Chalav Midrabbanan is Mutar Bahana. That would seem to be against the Magid Mishnah, because the Magid Mishnah says that there are many types of Basar B'Chalav that are Asar Bahana. And the makor for the Ramah is an Isser Behatter, unless you say no, that maybe that's about Hana, and the Magen Mishnah is talking about Bishul, right? And maybe the Ramah was not Matir Bishul. And a diuk for that would be Sivav.
Ramah was not Osir Bishul?
Was not Matir Bishul. He was Matir Hana.
Who's Matir?
The simple reading of the Magen Mishnah is unclear, is Mutter Levashel, and the simple reading is also Mutter sorry, Asr Lavash and Asr Bana. That when it comes to those forms of Basra Chalav Drabanan.
Like the other types.
Let's say Chalav, yeah, Mei Chalav. So, sounds like it's also an Isser of, it's Isser Bishel and Isser Bana, right? And the reason why it sounds that way is because the Rambam says V'chein. And the first examples in that halacha, let's say Chami Tveria in Me'ushan, are clearly Aser Behana according to the Magen Mishnah, because they're Safik Dereisa L'chumras. So if we assume that everything, the simple reading of the Magen Mishnah is that they're all going to be Aser Behana, in which case the Ramah is not like the Rambam. Right? In other words, Ramah is Meiko Behana in Sif Aleph, and he's Machmir Bebishel in Sif Vav. That's the way the Ad Yehuda reads the Ramah. Rabbi Kiviger didn't read the Ramah that way. Rabbi Kiviger read the Ramah that he would put the two together, more in line with the Rambam. Then you have to get into Chalav, Zachar, and the Shach and the like. But I guess this is probably, when you get to Sif Vav, you'll go back and appreciate this Shitas HaRamah. To what extent is it like Shitas HaRambam? And to what extent is it different? And the like. But I guess we'll stop here. I'll just give you some Mar Makomas for next time that I think are kedai to see. We're going to talk briefly next time about the Sugi of Maris Ayin. We'll actually sort of start the Shulchan Aruch. So obviously, the Makoros over here, you've all seen. In terms of Shach asks on the Ramah sounds like he's saying there's no sign in the Rabbanan. Shach asks, how could that be? So there are a couple of answers. One is the Tiferes Lamoshe, which you probably saw already, based off of the Tosis and Ksubos Daf Samach Amud Aleph. You should take a look at the Pri Chadash over here. It's Sifkat and Zion. The Plesi also holds a similar Mahalich. The Plesi is a Sifkat and Zion also. And it's a very fundamental Yisod, Machlokas, about Mar Zion. The Pri Chadash's position, the Plesi's position, is that there's no such thing as Mar Zion ever, except where Chazal ossered it. So that's a very fundamental question which we could talk about. And Rav Moshe has a different issue for the Ramah, also very fascinating. It's an Or Chaim Chelek Gimel Simen Nun. He has a third issue for Shitas HaRamah, which is also very yisodistic. Take a look also, so that's one question, right? Maris Ayin and Dinei Rabbanan. Another question is, does a hecker work for Maris Ayin? Right? The Ramah sounds like it does. Right? You could put the almonds. Does that mean any hecker? What about if something's Asr Mishum Maris Ayin and I put up a big sign? Does that work? And is it so obvious that heckers work? So Ramah assumes it does. He learns that out from Kaskas, and it's not so pasha. Take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eger on Simen Samach Vav on Sif Tes. He had a kasha on our Ramah. So that's another Mar Makom you should look at. And this Shaila comes up all the time. Do we say low plugs for Maris Ayins? I'll give you one example. Take a look. If you just want one interesting example, look at in Mishnah Brura, on Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim Simen Samech Aleph, on Sif Mem Hei, you have different things. One is Mishnah Brura Kof Samech Imel Kof Samech Dal. Very common question, right? You get... Your coat gets wet in the rain. You let it hang it up to dry. Right? What's the halacha? Rav Moshe has a very interesting shitos on Maris Ayin. One very important question. Next question is, do we paskin like the Pri Chadash? As I mentioned, the Pri Chadash says that there's no Maris Ayin except where Chazal ossered it. Right? That's why really the whole thing, you don't have to worry about Maris Ayin over here, really. You shouldn't have to worry about Maris Ayin in the almond milk. Chazal didn't asser it. It's only by blood. Then they made an isser. Do we paskin like that Rav Moshe, that Pri Chadash? This would be very important. Get mixed messages from Rav Moshe. And I'll tell you, by the Rav Moshe, Evan Ezer, Chelik Beis, Simen Yud Beis, by Sheitlach, says it's mutter to wear sheito. Vatam Pashut, Shkevan Shalom Matzina, B'gemar Sha'asru, Ein Lemelef Mimekomos Acherim. Sha'asru Mishem Marisayin. Well, sounds like he accepts a Pri Chadash. You're allowed to wear sheito. Even if there's no Maris Ayin, why? Because there's the Chazal don't aser sheitlach because of Maris Ayin. However, there are lots of other places where Rav Moshe takes for granted that things that are aser would be aser mishum aras ayin, even though they're not in Chazal. One example, Or Chaim Chelek Beis Simen Mem. Another example, Or Chaim. No, take a look. That's one example. It's good enough. If you want more, there's Yerodei Aleph Mem Dalid. There's another one. So I think the yishuv to all this is in another tshuva of Moshe, very fundamental. Take a look at Or Chaim Chelek Dalid Simen Pei Beis. So we'll talk a little bit about this next time, as well as the Halach L'maisas and the Shaila. Are you allowed to have fake cheeseburgers? And what about creamer, coffee creamer? And in general, we'll talk very briefly about Maharis Ayins and Hilchos Kashrus. Like, what about going to a business meeting at a treif restaurant? Am I allowed to go into the restaurant? If I'm allowed to go into the restaurant, am I allowed to order things that are mutter, but people will see me eating? And the like, is there Maharis Ayin issues? Can you buy coffee at McDonald's? Right? You go to your rest stop and you can buy coffee, for $4 at Starbucks or for 99 cents at McDonald's. So anyway, we'll talk about some of these very interesting questions next time as well.
Still officially not Hakdama?
No, that we're going to call Sif Aleph. We're finished the Hakdama. We might have to revert back into the Hakdama. No, we could call that Sif Aleph also. We're also going to do Bishul Achar Bishul next time. Take a look at the Gilyan Marsha, among other things. Very interesting question to think about in advance about Bishul Achar Bishul, the Rasmu Chala. But we could call that Sif Aleph also, because it's in the Gilyan Marsha, Sif Aleph. So, I guess we're done the Hakdama.